Hello, and welcome to the first ever episode of State of Our Workforce Unpacked. My name is Henry Danner, and I'm the network manager at the National Fund for Workforce Solutions. Unpacked takes the national conversations from State of Our Workforce and brings them to the ground level, spotlighting how workforce equity shows up in communities across our network. It's where our nationally powered, locally driven ethos comes to life. I am very excited to kick off this new series by having a conversation with Lamona Meredith and Matt Stevens from our network partner, the Hawaii Workforce Funders Collaborative. Together, we'll unpack some of the findings in their recent report and explore the challenges facing Hawaii's workforce and the bold collaborative solutions needed to create a more equitable and resilient future. Hello. Welcome to the first episode of State of Our Workforce Unpacked. My name is Henry Danner, and I'm the network manager at the National Fund. I'm excited to be a host for this new series where we'll dig deeper into the incredibly impactful work of our network partners that they're doing across the country. For our inaugural episode, I'm pleased to be joined by Lamona Meredith and Matt Stevens of the Hawaii Workforce Funders Collaborative. How you two doing today?
Doing great, Henry.
Aloha, Henry. Doing great. Thank you for having us today.
That's awesome. I'm happy to be here with you both today and talk a little bit soup to nuts about the work you're doing. Hawaii's workforce has faced significant challenges in recent years, from economic shifts to labor shortages and evolving job demands. But with challenges come opportunities. And today we're diving into some of the insights and solutions your team outlined in the report, From Crisis to Opportunity, Building Hawaii's Workforce Resilience. So I know you both are eager to talk more about this, and so am I. So let's just jump right into it, shall we?
Let's do it.
All right. So first, let's talk a little bit more about the report. It highlights key challenges in Hawaii's workforce. Can you give us an overview of the most pressing issues that led to this crisis and how they impact workers and businesses alike?
Yeah, I'd be happy to, Henry. So, you know, we've been doing this work for just about 3 years at the Hawaii Workforce Funders Collaborative. We've been making some grants to fund, you know, different work-based learning and education opportunities, and been speaking to stakeholders and learning from employers, from higher education, from workers themselves over the challenges that they face. And I think just myself in trying to organize what really is a complex web of challenges that our ecosystem faces, you know, I really had to take a step back and noticed that kind of the biggest challenge is there isn't just one workforce challenge in Hawaii. And depending on who you're talking to, it really is a different challenge, right? Our employers are having a really hard time filling open jobs. They want to hire local talent, but oftentimes are unable to fill positions. If you're talking to our community colleges or our four-year colleges, you know, they have a challenge ensuring that their graduates are able to get good jobs when they finish their degree. Hawaii actually has the highest underemployment rate of any state in the nation, with just 43% of our 2 and 4 year graduates able to obtain a college level job within 5 years of graduation. And then if you're talking to our learners and our job seekers who live on neighbor islands or live in urban Honolulu, you know, being able to find a good job that pays a living wage, that allows people to stay in Hawaii in the community of their choice, it's really challenging right now. And so I think the biggest challenge that we need to face first, and really what, if you read the report, I hope comes through, right, is that we need to identify a common challenge, right? Something that we all agree on is worth really focusing on. And for us, that was really lifting up the journey of learners and workers. We looked at the population of youth who are going to be entering the workforce over the next decade, and using publicly available data, trying to make some forecasts of, hey, if we don't make changes, will there be enough opportunities for these kids to find living wage jobs that allow them to remain and thrive in Hawaii? And without giving away too much of it, you know, the answer is no. As of right now, there aren't enough living wage jobs. And so if we can align all of our stakeholders that this is a common challenge that we're all invested in solving first, right? If we can raise that reality that if these kids aren't able to stay in Hawaii, that the challenges employers face, the challenges our educators face, they're only bound to get worse, right? And so we want to create that urgency, but we also want to make sure that we're presenting the problem in a way that feels digestible, right? Some aligned agreement, right, over what are those complex challenges that our workers face and what role do different stakeholders have in helping to improve those opportunities for our learners and workers. And so I think that alignment, right, and that sense of clarity over what's working already and what are some new things we might need to try over the next decade to unlock better opportunities for our job seekers. And I think this report does a pretty good job at least starting that conversation and inviting stakeholders to the table to see where we go from there.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you. Lamona, did you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, and I'll just say, you know, with the report, I mean, it's a large report, but a really great read and super insightful with the data that Matt had mentioned. These are not new challenges at all, you know, piece by piece. They're not new groundbreaking issues. And they're challenges that we're all familiar within the workforce across the state, across the nation as well. But the report is a great way of looking at it and being able to grapple and connect with these challenges, but also providing solutions on how we can address these challenges individually, systematically, and as a collaboration and as a means to connect with our communities and our workers, learners, and job seekers. So wanted to add that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. So I hear that this is a multifaceted problem, not a new problem or new issues per se, but your report, from what I understand, outlines some pretty cool and innovative solutions. So what are some of the most promising solutions or strategies that you've identified to help build a more resilient workforce in Hawaii?
Yeah, thank you, Henry. So the report actually outlines five specific strategies that we offer as a means to really look at the problem on a systematic level, but also come together and really find tangible ways so that everyone can find and see themselves, you know, as a role-playing participant and active in this issue. One of them we outlined was expanding work-based learning opportunities, you know, just the young development to career professional pathway of how do we get folks to specific job areas, but also how do we provide and develop those kind of training opportunities that are in alignment here in Hawaii. Another method is by expanding and enhancing the sector partnerships that we have. Currently, we have about 6 to 7 sector partnerships that are live and growing here in Hawaii. They started, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. We have one in the natural resource sector. We have clean energy, technology, healthcare, creative media. And I think there's, you know, been talk of like of couples, but it's just testament to a lot of the work that's been done within the organizations and across the sectors and just really, I guess, organizations and agencies real being intentional about the partnership, you know, and ways to address the issue. Promoting lifelong learning, that's one other strategy that we've discussed. You know, how do we upskill? How do we rebuild? What are we doing in our community colleges, our current local universities? And then how do we, you know, kind of get rid of these silos, but really create cross-learning opportunities, which falls along the lines of work-based learning and internship pathways as well. Strengthening career navigation is a really other big thing. And this is a lot of the work that I do here in our Hawaii Workforce Funders Collaborative Hawaii Worker Equity Lab. That was a long mouthful, but, you know, it really is telling that story, you know, looking at individuals who have made Hawaii their home. Why do you live here? Why do you want to work here? Why do you want to stay here? But how do you make it work, right? What does a meaningful, livable job mean to you? And one of another prior report, a resource that would be good that I'm going to refer to is I think in the fall of 2023, we also released a report called A Good Job in Hawaii Framework. You know, so aside from the business, you know, monetary living wages outlook of things, we also were able to work with a nonprofit organization called the Islander Institute in having cross-section talk story sessions with certain communities and finding out what they thought would be a good job, right? And so three of the things that the themes that popped up was for that was to be home in Hawaii, to make a contribution to Hawaii, and also to be healthy, you know, to and healthy can mean all sorts of things, but pretty much mental, social well-being. So along those lines, you know, we've really discovered and delighted to find that there's a lot of work in Hawaii going. And then, of course, lastly, the unification of all these efforts, right? How do we align all these efforts and really bring like a North Star to our collective goal? And this is what we do here, the Hawaii Workforce Vendors Collaborative. We really are all about partnerships. We're really all about sharing, gathering data, being a platform and, you know, a convener of sorts, but also a way to strengthen our relationships. So thank you.
Thank you. Matt, did you want to add anything to that as well?
Yeah, I'll just, you know, lift up one of the things that Mona mentioned around job quality. I think, you know, as we did our data analysis, right, and just pointing out we don't have enough living wage jobs that really are going to be the types of jobs that can keep people here. I think lifting up those worker voices and coming up with that job quality definition that meets the needs of our next generation of workers, right? It's really allowed us to create this collaborative kind of symbiotic approach to workforce development, right? Where we're not just talking about labor market supply and labor market demand, right? We're understanding that there aren't enough good jobs and don't seem to be enough workers to fill the jobs we have. So how can employers and workers sort of meet in the middle and have that collaboration where we can share, hey, you know, as we're doing an internship, as we're doing work-based learning, how can it be a two-way street, right, where we're both helping kids explore what careers they might want to have, but also signal to employers, what are they looking for an employer, right? What would be the types of careers that would make them hopeful and optimistic that there would be opportunities to remain in Hawaii? And I think by just creating those relationships and those opportunities for that collaboration, employers are learning things that they can do to better attract and retain the next generation, and our workforce are getting a chance to gain some of those transferable skills and feel like they have that freedom and that opportunity to maybe explore different things, right? Gain some of those entry-level durable skills, right? Those employability skills that maybe, you know, learned in the healthcare field, but then refined in a nonprofit organization. You know, as Mona said, workers in Hawaii really want a job that contributes to Hawaii. And so I think that just allows us to be a little bit more creative and open-minded around what a career pathway and a career journey might look like, which gives us opportunities, right, to create new and innovative solutions that help people kind of take those less traditional pathways.
Thank you. You know, as you both spoke about your recommendations from this report, I hear words like North Star, alignment, collaboration, right? So let's talk a little bit more about that. What role do policymakers, businesses, and community organizations play in implementing these recommendations? How can they work together to make this vision a reality?
Yeah, well, I've got to lift up the great work that, you know, in Hawaii that our Workforce Development Council has done, you know, in order to unlock those WIOA dollars, right? Every state has to submit a state unified plan to the Department of Labor. And, you know, those are usually multi-hundred page reports, right, that are put together. And ours is no different. It's long. But what we've done a little bit different is that our Workforce Development Council really opened the doors and brought in cross-sector stakeholders from our nonprofit organizations, from businesses, from, you know, higher education, K-12, to really come up with this vision for a North Star together. We're still in the process of putting that goal together, and we hope to have it out by the end of the year. But I think it just shows that you have to be inclusive and deliberate, right, when creating kind of alignment and vision that people can really get behind. Then to kind of go to the opposite extreme, you know, my background prior to doing this work was in statistics and data science in the nonprofit sector. And so, you know, my answer is always going to be data, right? But not just data for data's sake, right? But really, how can these different stakeholders come together to one, have those qualitative conversations like we had with our partners at the Islander Institute to really speak with people in the community to say, what would a good job look like? What would success look like? How would we measure leading indicators, right, of being able to keep people in Hawaii? And then, you know, we've got a bill trying to go through our legislature right now in Hawaii that's really around cross-sector data governance, creating a data governance working group that would allow different state agencies to come together to identify what are those problems we need to be able, those questions we need to be able to answer with data, and who has pieces of that data, and what would we need to do to join that data to allow us to be able to answer those questions as policymakers, but also make data sets available that, you know, answer those questions that we hear community wants to know. So we can really learn which communities have access to good jobs today and which communities might be facing some barriers or some challenges in their own words, right? And so really using that qualitative and quantitative kind of toggle to tell this story, right, and see where we're making progress. But that takes collaboration from different types of stakeholders. And I've seen a lot of really good momentum and excitement and interest from our stakeholders. We all know that we want a North Star goal. We all know that we want to see things better. We all know we need better data to do it. And so it's bringing more people to the table to have those, you know, historically challenging conversations around, can I share my data, right? Before you get to the legal conversations and get the lawyers involved, you really need that shared vision of what could be unlocked. Why is it really worth having those conversations? And so I think that's where we are right now, and a lot of great momentum there.
Yeah. Can I share, Henry, just to piggyback on what Matt had mentioned as a specific example, just to highlight the power of community and collaboration and cross-sector partnerships is one example that is close to our hearts is this workforce development pilot project that we worked on for about a year with our partners. And in the partners, we have the Chamber of Commerce of Hawaii, which represents the business side and the employers. You know, we also have community-based organizations like We Are Oceania. We also worked with the UH community colleges because they're uplifting the Good Jobs Hawaii initiative. And also the American Job Corps Center. So we have, you know, these different organization and entity types belonging to the different sectors. And right now we're wrapping up our pilot project. And what came out of it was just a tangible thing of like, how do we, in the healthcare, we chose a specific industry in the healthcare, how do we really lift up Pacific Islander voices so that we can help increase retention and recruitment strategies within the specific population. For me, it's just a way to also see a lot of this talk in action, but also hearing the stories that have come out of it, very powerful stuff. Just recently, we finished a session with some of the National Fund folks about learning one of the tools with journey mapping. You know, one of the other organizations we worked closely with over the last year was Center for Tomorrow's Leaders. So these are really specific examples, I think, that really speak to the power of community and cross-sector collaboration. There's a lot of different things going on in Hawaii. There's, of course, not enough time to mention them all. But again, it boils down to what is the intent, right? What are the strategies and what is the commitment we have as an organization and also as a state in unifying and getting to this North Star goal that Matt had mentioned. So just wanted to share that.
Thank you. Thank you. Man, that's really fantastic. And it sounds like there's a lot of moving parts that need to come together. And while it may be challenging work, it's not impossible work, right? It's possible. So I would love to hear from you both actually on this question as well. If we look back in a year from now, what progress would you hope to see?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'll take it from two angles. I think from kind of the top down, you know, just seeing more of this collaboration, seeing more stakeholders at the table, identifying a common goal, right? And it may not be what you would traditionally think of as a workforce goal, right? It's not, we're not talking about just outcomes of more people placed in jobs, right? But really understanding, you know, how do we measure access to a good job? And how can we be able to know that we're increasing people's ability to get into those quality jobs, or the ability for employers to improve the quality of their jobs and see better outcomes. And so I think that from the top down level, I think that's what I'd like to see. And just for maybe from the bottom level, as we start to do that, you know, impact is important, right? And when we think about philanthropy, we really want to be able to identify best practices and scale those things. But I think, you know, one of the takeaways from the report is that there's not one or two or even 20 things we need to do to hit this goal. It's going to be layering a lot of different innovative solutions, right? That involve economic diversification, that involve growing our economy in ways that bring down the cost of living in Hawaii and being able to improve outcomes for our workers and learners. And so I think what I'd love to see in the next year is identifying some of those places where new things are happening for the first time, right? Where we're getting rural communities, where people are having opportunities to go into industries that they weren't able to before, more access, more barriers removed. And so I really talk about it as those places where maybe there are, you know, not as many opportunities, but we're able to see those kind of first seeds of change, right? And be able to measure it and recognize it and fill in kind of our roadmap for the next decade on how we take what we're learning of these new new opportunities and able to think about how we scale them in the future.
Thank you. And I'll add quickly here. I know we're almost there in time, but you know, workforce touches everyone. So for us, it was more like this surmountable task, like what are we going to focus on? But also what exists here in Hawaii? And I'll say like almost all of the conversations we've been having with communities, with stakeholders, with constituents, with, you know, legislators and leaders, one of the primary big issues for concern is losing our talent. You know, we're having our young folks move out of the continent to seek opportunities elsewhere. And I've also heard of stories of, you know, they don't really get recognized until they go outside of Hawaii to get a certain credential or training and then come back here. Then they're more marketable in their job. We want to change that. And there's a lot of conversations to change that, which is why we have the North Star goal, which is why there's a lot of collaborations and cross-sector partnerships. I've seen the needle move a little bit, but I think it can move faster. I know we're talking about this decade worth of data. This concept of brain drain, if you will, is like Matt said, want to see more intentional work-based learning opportunities, more training opportunities that here are in alignment, more new job types created over the next, you know, few years, but also a different perspective and mind shift in our young individuals who are coming into the workforce where they can see like, I don't need to go or move outside of Hawaii in order to become a more viable contributing member of society. I can do that right here. I have opportunities right next door. I can, you know, other than mom, auntie, but I mean, everyone knows everyone here mostly, but there are going to be, I believe in that with how the work is going, there are going to be those type of opportunities that will exist here in the very near future if they're not already.
Awesome. Well, I certainly hope that we can revisit this conversation in a year and hear that those visions came to life for sure. This conversation has been really rich, and I want to thank you both for joining us today. It's been really great to learn about the work that you're doing in Hawaii. I attended your webinar not too long ago where you talked a little bit about the report, but it was great to hear a little bit more in depth, you know, from you both directly. So I want to thank you again. Tune into future episodes where we'll explore the future of workforce equity with our network partners on State of Our Workforce Unpacked. All right, it's been a pleasure, and I hope to see you all soon. All right, signing off.
Thank you so much, Henry.
State of Our Workforce Unpacked is a production of the National Fund for Workforce Solutions. This episode was produced by Joshua Enoch. The music in this episode is produced by Alex Productions. You can find past episodes of State of Our Workforce Unpacked on our website at www.nationalfund.org. Be sure to follow the National Fund for Workforce Solutions on LinkedIn to watch live episodes of State of Our Workforce Unpacked. Don't forget to subscribe to State of Our Workforce wherever you get your podcasts. We appreciate you tuning in and look forward to bringing you more valuable conversations in the future.